Texas Democrats are an interesting lot. Polling out last week from WPA Opinion Research shows Greg Abbott beating Liberal Democrat Wendy Davis 53-35%. She's even behind Abbott with female voters by 6% and Hispanics by 11. And what does Davis do to try to get somewhere near a decent number? She comes out in favor of a huge increase in the Texas minimum wage. Davis knows that even if elected, such would never get through the legislature, but it doesn't matter. The Davis Democrats feel no shame in manipulating the uninformed in order to get them to turn out to vote. I wonder what other oddities they'll come out with between now and November's election. Davis has no problem running the same old worldwide game of the liberal socialist Democrat. At Texas A&M, where about 400 whooped it up for her appearance, she tried to buy that vote with other people's money by promising to provide more grants from state coffers. Again, how as governor she would accomplish the big giveaway didn't seem to matter to the young give-me-something-for-nothing students in attendance. The not-so-best and brightest at UT San Antonio cheered Davis when she brought up her minimum wage increase. Who the hell attends college with the idea of working at minimum wage anyway, or is that all UTSA can promise? Davis and Texas Democrats have no plan other than to promise people a gift of other hardworking Texans' money. Their lieutenant governor candidate's out talking about giving away free community college to get votes. That, and being in favor of killing innocent babies in the womb, seems to be all the Texas Democratic Party has to offer. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas. Tune in weekdays at 5 p.m.